Truex, Hamlin, lead them to the line. Green flag, we're underway.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Cosmets Race Recap. Let's get right into the Richmond race. The 2021 NASCAR season continues to race right along. Coming off the bumping and banging from Martinsville last week, we knew that the Richmond race was certainly going to be intense. We head to the green flag with an all-Toyota front row as Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex are your first two cars on the front row. Martin Truex gets a great launch on the start as Denny Hamlin struggles spinning the tires. Everybody bumping and banging for position, trying to get early spots in the race. Everybody knew that there was a competition caution coming around lap 30, and that they were going to need to be making some much-needed adjustments, all the four Hendrick cars losing spots from where they originally started. Denny Hamlin started to run back down Martin Truex to try and take first place right before the competition caution came out around lap 31. Pit road was certainly chaotic, as everybody had to make those much-needed adjustments. Denny Hamlin having a heck of a pit stop, coming out in front of his teammate Martin Truex, one of the best pit stops of the year. On the restart of the race, Denny Hamlin still out in front, his teammate Martin Truex getting passed by Joey Logano for second place. Joey Logano's teammate Brad Keselowski making a charge up through the field in the top 10 after starting 20th. This was no surprise to me, as Brad Keselowski has had 6 top 10s in the last 10 Richmond races. Alex Bowman coming up through the field pretty quick. After struggling earlier, it was good to see the leader having about 2 seconds of fall off on his tires, him at only a second and a half really, so he's making up a lot of time on the track. The battle at the end of stage one was really only for second place, as Martin Truex and Joey Logano battled it out. Denny Hamlin winning that stage rather handily by over a second. Denny Hamlin takes command in stage two, Martin Truex getting a much better restart than he did last time. Stuart Haas struggling for another week in a row, as Kevin Harvick was only one of the Stewart Haas cars to be in the top 10. Alex Bowman showing that he had a very sporty race car as he charged his way up to fourth place, hunting down third. Alex Bowman showing that he's got a very sporty race car on the short and long run, passing for fourth, closing in on the top three. I must say, this weekend's race is a polar opposite of last weekend's at Martinsville, as I think we had 15 cautions in Martinsville, and we only had cautions for the stage breaks. Green flag pit stops happen around lap 57 in stage two. You know what they say, once one car comes down, they all come down, and that's exactly what happened. In the middle of the green flag pit stops in stage two, Ryan Newman scrapes the wall, bringing out a caution. Lucky break for Brad Keselowski, who stayed out hoping for that caution, as he was going to have the freshest tires on the restart now, and he certainly put those to good use. Martin Truex takes the lead away from his teammate Denny Hamlin on the restart. The two leaders, Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex, decided to bring their cars back down pit road, which caused everybody else in the lead lap to come down pit road once again, all except Brad Keselowski, that is. This certainly didn't work out for Brad Keselowski, as late in stage two, he was barely hanging on to the lead lap, actually getting put a lap down before the stage even ended. Tough break. Denny Hamlin, your stage one and stage two winner. In stage three, during green flag pit stops, both Martin Truex and Alex Bowman had pit road speeding violations. Tough break for them, but they both recovered, as you will see later. With 81 laps left to go in the race, Denny Hamlin in the lead, being quickly pursued by Joey Logano in second place. With about 59 laps left to go in the race, everybody came down pit road during the green flag for their final pit stops, or so they thought. The leaders really dealing with lap traffic, which was making the battle for first certainly interesting. After a good back and forth for the lead side-by-side action between Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, there was a caution brought out with about 20 laps left to go as Kevin Harvick hits the wall, bringing out the caution. Denny Hamlin's pit crew, after a clutch pit stop late in the race, won him the race off of pit road, just beating out Joey Logano. On the restart, with about 14 laps left to go, Denny Hamlin gets a great launch on Joey Logano. Alex Bowman falling in second with a very fast race car, we knew he was certainly going to try and make the move. Making that move with about 10 laps left to go in the race, not looking back, getting his first win of the season at Richmond. He had one of the faster race cars all day. He's my favorite driver. I was certainly pumped to see him win this race after the tough luck he's been having recently. Being the 8th different winner of the season so far, pretty crazy. Well guys, that was it for the Richmond race. Let me know what you enjoyed most about the race. Certainly some good side-by-side action. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the studio Tuesday for a Monday Night Raw recap. Peace out.